Welcome to Creatives on the Rise, the podcast taking you deep inside the minds of creative entrepreneurs who successfully navigated the difficult path of turning their side hustles into full-throttle careers. I'm your host, Leticia Rising, and I'll be your guide through this journey. In today's episode, we're talking about how you can discover and unlock your inner genius, identifying the habits preventing you from breaking through to the next level, and what you can do to break those habits. I actually want to touch on something that we brought up in the last episode, but it was about the art or the thought of just being a constant and a continuous learner. One of the things that has benefited me in my career thus far and in this journey of entrepreneurship that I've been in for about 7 years now, 8 years, is the reality that I'm either not always going to be the smartest person in the room, or there are going to be things that I just don't know. And so one of the things that I always do, and I said this the other day on Twitter, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you should. But I said the other day about the idea that if there is something that you don't know, there is a way that you can commit to the learning of it. You can follow all of the threads. You can follow the people who are the best in that field and glean on them to give you guidance. You can subscribe to every magazine, every website, every media outlet that is connected to this thing that you want to learn about, that you want to know more about. And then you dedicate every single day you dedicate an hour or two to that thing, to just learning about that thing. Immerse yourself in it. And then once you learn something, implement it immediately. Don't wait. Implement it immediately, because you have to stop looking at perfection as a means for progress, because sometimes perfection doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have progression. And so that has been the motto that I've followed through every single avenue of my life. If there's something I don't know, I go and look it up. Google is your best friend. There are so many resources out here today that for you to not know something and it be continuously and persistent that you don't know it, that's a choice. Right? I feel that as a creative entrepreneur, if there's something that you don't know and you continue to not know it, it is a conscious choice, because you have chosen to not learn and to not apply yourself. So that's been really heavy on my heart, I think, as people are starting out in their respective fields, if you're getting deeper into it. I think the best thing that you can do for yourself is commit to the learning, commit to the growing, and recognize that you literally do not have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be this beacon of constant confirmation and all of that. You don't have to know everything. You can just chill and you can acknowledge and say, hey, I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. And then when you find out, you can commit to just being on that next level and continue to learn and continue to grow. But if you commit to learning and you commit to growing, then you're eventually going to get to a point where that thing that you didn't know, you become an expert in it. And then when you become an expert at that level, then it's time to go up to the next level. But to get to like the next phase of it, you have to really be committed to the learning and the growing. And unless you're committed to the learning and the growing, unless you are really about elevating that, then you're not going to progress beyond where you're at. So don't get caught in, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, and allow that to keep you and prevent you from getting to the place where you know, you're about it, you understand it. There are so many things on a daily basis that I do not know. People come to me all the time and they're like, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? Is this possible? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to figure it out. And I think that is one of the things that has made me successful, is that I'm willing to acknowledge when I don't know something and do the work that's necessary to ensure that I continue to know it. So what are you guys learning today? What's something that you don't know that you wish that you did? What is the space that you're looking at where you're like, you know what? It just makes sense that I apply myself here and commit to learning it, because there's so much that you could do. There's so much that you can learn. 1 year, and I say this all the time, 1 year, I committed to reading 60 books in a 7-month period. And everyone was like, you're crazy. That's impossible. It's not. But guess what? I did it. And every year I read between 45 to 60 books a year, because I committed to it. So you can commit to learning anything. You can commit to doing anything. I don't want to hear you can't do something, you don't know something. I only want to hear, hey, I'm going to go and look that up. Hey, I'm going to figure that out. We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors. The new year is here and marks a fresh start for your small business. Whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. And to lend a helping hand, your first job post is free. What I love most about the LinkedIn Jobs platform is that it instantly shows me who the best candidates are based on the profile and I've selected. Having used the platform as both a job seeker and business owner, knowing where I land versus the competition and how applicants land really helped me to understand where I should place my focus. It's really easy. All you have to do is post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get the role in front of more qualified candidates. You can also manage the post and contact candidates from a single view on the familiar LinkedIn.com. And finally, you can do all of this from your mobile device. So when your business is ready to make the next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post your first job for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/creatives. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/creatives to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Long to make the transition to running my own business was not the people in my immediate environment. It wasn't my mom, my dad, my sisters, my mentors. In fact, they were the ones who were like pushing me to do this thing, to start the company, because every time I would go to them and say, hey, I would really love to be able to create this thing, or I would really love if there was something that did this, the response that would always come back to me is, well, if it doesn't exist, you have to create it. But one of the things that was stopping me is that I kept telling myself no. I kept telling myself I can't be a struggling artist, or a starving artist. I can't, this is not something that I have the mental fortitude to do. There are so many things that I told myself no to because I had gotten used to a certain level of life. I had gotten used to the money from, you know, the corporate job. I'd gotten used to and comfortable with the life that I was living, and so comfortable that I didn't want to rock the boat. So every time something would happen where the universe cleared the way for me to implement my creative or pursue my creative endeavors, I stopped myself from fully going all in because I kept telling me no. So that's one of the things that you have to begin to really unburden yourself with, is this idea that you can't do it. You have to remove can't from your vocabulary. Right? You can make a living from this thing that you've discovered you're really good at. that's burning a hole within your spirit, that's keeping you up all hours of the night to manifest the thing that's in your mind. Not only can you do it, you will create the plan that's going to enable you to do this full time and to wake up every single day and pursue the things that you love doing. It's possible. You can do it. You deserve to do it. All right. So once you identify what it is that you want to pursue, and I would say start with the one thing. Start with the one thing. You can have multiple things that you want to accomplish. Pick the one thing that's going to make you the happiest to do, and do that first. Notice I didn't say forget about all the other stuff. Notice I didn't say you got to stay in this one little box that was created for you because that's the thing that you chose first. I said choose to do that first. Because the thing that you choose to do first is the thing that has to bring you the most joy and the thing that you have to be fully committed to, because the thing that you choose to do first is what's going to take you the longest to achieve. So commit to something that you can choose, something that you can do and develop for 1 to 2 years, fully all in, all out. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to commit the next 2 years of my life, 1 to 2 years of my life, to focusing on this one thing, to get this thing to create the dollar amount that I need to do in order to be comfortable with my life. And then once I focus on that one thing, then I'm going to start to look and examine on what can I add on to the other things that's going to help me to continue to monetize, help me to continue to grow, help me to continue to build on the genius level of talent and get myself to the next level. All right. So now understand that you have to commit 2 years at least, at minimum, to the full implementation of your plan. You have to. There's no shortcut to it. You have to fully commit yourself to 2 years of doing this thing that's going to enable you to get to the level that you want, which is to do the things that you want to do, be a creative entrepreneur your whole existence. Wake up every day, choose what you want to do, go where you want to, wherever you want to go, have the flexibility to lead the life that you want to lead. Because if you don't choose the things that you love, and you don't start to implement things that you care about, you're just trading one coffin for the other. So you have to fully commit to the thing that you want to do and be really prepared to go all in on it. Invest everything that you have to invest to make it successful. Create the plan, bring in the partners, build the team, sacrifice everything to get to the next level, which is manifestation. And once you're in the manifestation phase, then you can start to bring on other things. You can start to really look at and examine everything that you did in phases 1 and 2, and the ways that you messed up and the lessons that you learn, and you've now created the strategy that in phase 3 is not going to be so hard to start a business. It's not going to be so hard to add on another thing because you've already created the blueprint. You've already implemented, you've already identified, you've already broken the habits, and you've already implemented the plan. The plan is working. You've manifested this life. So now it's time for you to go to the phase, right? Like once you get into the manifestation zone, you just always exist within that zone. That's something that people don't tell you about. Once you get into the zone of, I did all of this work to get there, right? I did all of this work. I put in all of this work. It's not as hard for you to put in the work. because you've created plans. You've created the plans. You already know, you've already been where you're trying to be. You already know where you're going. You created the plan. It's like second nature now. It used to take 1 to 2 years to build a new, for us to launch a new plan to get to a point of profitability. Now it takes 3 to 6 months to add on a new arm of revenue. So anytime that I go to the drawing board with my team and I say, hey team, I want to add on another stream of revenue. This is the plan. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to implement it. I expect 3 to 6 months for it to be, for us to break even. And then I expect 6 months after for it to be a revenue driver. And that happens. So as we're going into year three with the agency, you're celebrating our 3-year anniversary. It really is a point of understanding that the first year was about refinement and understanding and getting very, very clear about what it is that we were doing, what it is that I wanted to do and the vision that I had for it. Year two was about laying the foundation to build upon that, that vision, to really allow the vision to take root and grow. It's also growing myself as a leader, understanding the things that I needed to do to be better, the resources that I needed to achieve and have for the team in order to ensure that it works. And then year three has been about implementation. It has been about working and building and growing and knowing that no matter what it is, the plan is already created. So it's so easy and so simple to run because we've already created the plan. So as you as a creative entrepreneur really look at things and start to examine what it is that you're doing in this phase, in the manifestation phase, is to understand that while you're in the realization phase, you're planning, you're understanding what it is that you want to do. You're getting very, very clear about the type of life that you want to lead, how you're going to use the tools that you want to work on, the projects that you want to work on, the thing you want to build. That's phase one. The realization that I have this thing inside of me. I know that I'm capable of monetizing it and I can monetize it and I'm going to create this thing. Phase two is now that I've identified and realized that I have a genius level talent within me, I'm going to implement this plan that I spent all of phase one really visualizing. Now I'm going to implement it. And as I'm implementing it, I'm also thinking about what it is that I'm implementing. Because the manifestation is in the work. The manifestation is in the realization of the work, right? You want to realize, visualize, implement, and manifest. And those are my 4 tips to success as a creative entrepreneur. No matter where you go, no matter what you examine, whatever creative industry you're in, whether you're a musician, a freelancer, a photographer, an agency owner, whatever it is that you are, if you follow those 4 rules, you're going to be successful.
That's it for this episode of Creatives on the Rise. Be sure to join in the conversation by using the hashtag Rise of the Creatives across social media, and we'll be sure to respond. As always, you can get in touch with me by following me at Leticia Rising, LATECIA Rising on Twitter and Instagram, or dropping me a line at creativesrisingpodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for advice, have general questions, or want to provide feedback about the show, you never know, you might just make it to an episode. This has been a product of the Rising and Revolution Podcast Network.